Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, January 31st, and we're going to be talking with Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe about a new tactic the group will be using in the coming weeks to pressure legislators and the governor to approve more effective campaign finance rules. Chief among those campaign finance reforms is a law to require full disclosure of the money raised and spent in state elections by outside special interest groups. First off, Mike, what's the new strategy or tool the Democracy Campaign will be using to push campaign finance reform that we haven't seen before?
Well, we have organized rallies and different events on specific days in past legislative sessions to try to bring pressure to bear. We obviously have tried to encourage people to be in touch with their legislative representatives and testify at hearings and all of that, and all of that will continue. But what we're talking about doing now is organizing a citizen vigil. We want to create an ongoing presence at the Capitol. We want to be there every day that the legislature is in session to keep a constant spotlight on how they are doing the public's business, how they are catering to wealthy special interests day after day after day, and also to create ongoing pressure to act on reforms that will help get us back to a point where we can have a government that promotes the greater good. And so our aim is to organize citizen volunteers to have a presence at the Capitol every single day that the legislature is in session over the course of the 2011-2012 legislative session. And I think what motivates it is what we've seen just in these first few days and weeks of the legislative session. Day after day, they are acting on items that are simply catering to the rich and powerful. Day after day, they are doing the bidding of wealthy special interests that paid to put them in office, that supplied the campaign money to get them elected and put them in power. And if they're going to do that day after day, then we have to call them on it day in and day out. We have to be there shining a light on that day after day and demanding that ordinary citizens, the people who don't supply them with all that campaign cash, actually have a voice at the Capitol.
Practically speaking, how do people get involved in this?
Well, what we've done is created an online registration system where people can go to our website. And it's called the Citizen Vigil for the Greater Good, and it's prominently displayed on the front page of our website. And they can go to an online registration system and choose specific days. All the days of the session are listed in that system, and people can sign up to volunteer on those specific days. Now, we're not going to be standing outside the Capitol. We're not going to ask people to be out there in the cold, because we want to be right there in front of the state assembly chamber and right there in front of the state senate chamber. We want these legislators to see us every day. We want all their staffers to see this vigil every day. We want to see all the visitors to the Capitol, all the school groups, all the constituent groups who come from their districts to visit the Capitol and to go up into the gallery and watch the assembly and senate in session. We want them to see this vigil. We want them to hear our message as well. And so what we're asking people to do is sign up to stand vigil out in front of the state assembly chamber, out in front of the state senate chamber, and sometimes in front of the governor's office. And we'll provide the signs. We'll help them with the message that we want to drive home. We'll provide flyers to hand out to passersby. What we need, however, are people to get involved in this and be willing to stand there and speak truth to power and keep an eye on how our legislature is doing the public's business, and hopefully make them a little bit more self-conscious, a little bit more aware that they are being watched than is otherwise the case.
And, you know, on that point, vigils and other public displays like this tend to make elected officials feel uncomfortable, if not a little irritated. So some would call actions like this a bit extreme. What's changed that the Democracy Campaign feels this very public tact is now necessary?
Well, first, I think it's important to say that there's nothing extreme about petitioning your government. Citizens have every right to go to the Capitol and petition their elected officials to do what the people want done. There are over 800 lobbyists prowling the halls of the state capitol every day. They are there every day that the legislature is in session. They're there all the time trying to twist arms and trying to get those legislators to do the bidding of their clients. So we need citizens to be there every day and be willing to have a presence at the Capitol. And you know, what we're hoping for, maybe it'll make them irritated, maybe it'll make them uncomfortable, but we sure as heck want them to be self-conscious. We want them to be aware that when they're acting, and particularly when they're catering to the rich and powerful and doing the bidding of those special interest lobbyists, we want them to know that there are some citizens there watching them do it. And I think that's an incredibly important part of holding them accountable to the people of Wisconsin. And we feel that if you watch the way the public's business has been done increasingly in recent years, public hearings have become more or less a sham. You know, they're dog and pony shows where they let the lobbyists have as much time as they want, and people who've driven hours to come to the legislature, often having only found out about the hearing a few hours before, are maybe given a few minutes to share some thoughts. You know, citizens see that. They understand that they don't have the kind of voice that ordinary people ought to have in a place like the state capitol. So we want to do something about that. And like I said, we've done rallies and protests and single-day events before. We've certainly tried to rally people to attend those public hearings and that sort of thing. But we're not sensing that there's the kind of responsiveness to the voices of people who don't have a lot of campaign money to dole out to help them with their re-elections. We don't feel that those people are being listened to well enough, so we want to create something that gives people a greater presence and gives people a more amplified voice.
Now, one of the reforms you're asking for is more disclosure, transparency of the millions of dollars raised and spent by outside wealthy special interest groups at election time to slander the candidates and influence the outcome of the elections. Haven't a lot of Republican lawmakers supported that over the last several years? So shouldn't that one be a slam dunk?
It should be a slam dunk, but it's not going to be a slam dunk. And you're right. Republican lawmakers for years have said that they don't want to put limits on campaign contributions. They don't want to limit spending on elections. They don't want public financing of election campaigns. All you need is disclosure. Let them give as much as they want. Let the money flow as long as every penny is disclosed and everybody who gives is made public. That's what the Republican mantra has been for years now, and we're going to call them on that. Part of the purpose of this vigil is to say, show us the money. We want to call them on that promise that they've made for years and years and years, that they are for full disclosure, because we don't have full disclosure. We put out a report not too long ago that was able to identify $9 million that over and above what had been reported to the Government Accountability Board that was spent by special interest groups on campaign advertising. What had been reported to the GAB was about $10 million, but of all of that spending, very few donors were revealed. The source of that money wasn't revealed, but about $10 million worth of campaign spending was reported. Well, we found an additional $9 million worth of spending, and most of that money is coming from anonymous sources. Most of that money, we can't trace the origins of it. Well, the public has a right to know who is spending money to influence elections. Our disclosure system is a wreck. The people of Wisconsin are not being well served. We are not being informed of who's really behind all this election advertising. That's something that this legislature and governor could do something about. They've all said that they're for full disclosure, but it seems like now when they've got control and they've got the opportunity to make good on this promise, they don't want to talk about it. And so that's another reason why we want to have this citizen vigil, because we need to force them to talk about it if they're not willing to do it voluntarily.
Well, Mike, it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction and results the vigils get. Before we go, could you just recap the details of how people can get involved and how crucial it is for people to get involved? First off, they just go to our website and then look for what?
Well, you know, let me start by just saying, you know, there was, a column in one of the state's newspapers recently. One of the newspaper editors said that this was a great idea. Maybe it's a great idea, but it'll only be a great action if people are willing to get involved in this. We've organized this opportunity, and we've created this online registration system that people can use to sign up to volunteer. If people struggle with that online registration system, if they're not used to doing this kind of thing online, or if they don't have internet access, they should call us at 608-255-4260, or they should, you know, pop us a note by email if they have it, and we'll sign them up. They can just say, here are the dates that we'd like to volunteer, and we'll do the signing, the registering for them. And, you know, but this will only succeed if people are willing to volunteer and are willing to participate. If they're willing to do that and they come to wisdc.org, they can choose the dates to volunteer. They can sign up. We'll then be in touch about where they should meet us in the Capitol, where they'll report for this action. We'll supply them with signs. We'll supply them with materials to hand out to passersby. And what we're really asking them to do is be willing to stand there and help us deliver our message day after day at the state capitol. And, you know, if one person does it one day and a friend does it the next day and somebody else that they know does it on another day, this thing can work and it can have a major impact. But if people aren't willing to get involved, this might be a great idea, but it won't be a great action.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. To review details about the vigils and sign up to participate, please visit the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.